This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
smooth, relaxing, and easy. Our day will come, one of these days anyway, I don't know when, before the Baja Marimba Band and coming in the back door. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with me, Eric O'Brien, here on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And it's time for taking a road trip. And this week we're going to Wyoming. Yes, Wyoming. Starting near Hewlett, Wyoming, where there is Devil's Tower, the 867-foot rock monolith declared America's first national monument in 1906. Its distinctive column-like formations were created by cooling magma millions of years ago. The tower plays an important role in the Native American spiritual traditions and is still used for ceremonial purposes to this day. A paved trail circles the base, giving visitors a full perspective of its scale. It's visible from miles away long before you realize what you're seeing. Rawlins, Wyoming, is the home of the Wyoming Frontier Prison Museum. This former state penitentiary housed inmates for 80 years, including notorious train robbers and outlaws. Guided tours take visitors through cramped cells, solitary confinement areas, and the old gallows. That seems morbid. The thick stone walls were designed to endure Wyoming winters as much as escape attempts. Some tours even explore stories of prison folklore and unexplained happenings. It's an up-close look at frontier justice. Douglas, Wyoming, Ayers Natural Bridge. One of the few natural bridges in the Rockies, this 100-foot-long formation arches gracefully over a gentle creek. Picnic tables and walking paths make it an easy stop rather than a rugged hike. The surrounding red rock cliffs contrast beautifully with the green cottonwood trees below. It's a favorite local gathering spot during summer months, and the simplicity of the setting makes the arch feel even more romantic. Kemmerer, Wyoming. Fossil Butte National Monument is in Kemmerer, Wyoming. This site preserves one of the world's richest fossil deposits from the Eocene epoch. It's about 50 million years ago, so it doesn't matter if you can pronounce it now. Many fossils are so finely detailed you can see fish scales and leaf veins. The visitor center features working fossil labs where paleontologists prepare new finds. Outside, hiking trails lead across the same ground where the ancient lake beds once sat. The landscape looks quiet but is layered with prehistoric stories. Gillette, Wyoming, is the home of Carhenge, Wyoming, another Carhenge feature. The automotive homage features upright cars arranged in a circular pattern inspired by England's Stonehenge. This is probably the third one we've had in this series, I guess you could say. And then finally, in Cody, is the Buffalo Bill Center of the West. Yes, I almost called him Wild Bill Hickox for some reason. This Smithsonian-affiliated complex actually houses 5 museums under one roof. Visitors can explore Western art galleries, Plains Indian artifacts, natural history exhibits, and one of the largest firearms collections in the world. The museum offers live demonstrations and rotating exhibits throughout the year. It provides context to the myth and reality of the American West. So plan extra time for that one. It's larger than it first appears. And that's your road trip to Wyoming for this week on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have the brass ring and Amy's theme.
smooth, relaxing, and easy.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. That you lied, straight-faced while I cried. Still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
Listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. smooth, relaxing, and easy with the Caravelli strings, and raindrops keep falling on my head. Al DeLore before that with The Straight Life. The Sandpipers were looking for a reason to believe. Ronnie Aldridge and his treatment of On Top of the World, looking down on creation, and the Brass Ring started that set with Amy's theme. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. Here's Floyd Kramer.
Thank you.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
David Rose and his orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, Where is the Love? Before that, we had Botticelli and Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, and Billy Muir with String of Trumpets. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Charlotte, North Carolina. A second chance lottery drawing awarded a Christmas entered ticket a belated $1 million prize more than 2 months after the original game. Ray Abbott, who forgot he entered the North Carolina Education Lottery's second chance pool, was stunned when officials tracked him down via contact info linked to his ticket stub. Abbott said he initially thought the call was a prank and asked whether the $1 million came as actual cash or collectible Monopoly money. Yeah. Lottery officials assured him the payout was real, although they could not guarantee the absence of fairy dust or confetti explosions upon collection. I guess I'm making my own New Year, Abbott told reporters reading his new $1 million check with a grin. State officials encouraged players to check entries preferably before mid-spring. In Las Vegas, of all places, that didn't happen there, but this did. Animal rescue volunteers in Las Vegas are on the lookout for a free-flying toucan that has eluded capture for months. Yes, indeed. around the city's east side, that is. The tropical bird, bright plumage and loud as a slot machine, was first spotted near a shopping center, and sightings since have ranged from rooftops to desert outskirts. He gets around. Rescuers say the toucan appears healthy, unbothered by heat, and disinclined to respond to conventional bird calls, so don't even try it. But peanut butter and fruit have yielded limited success. Well, of course, you have to try Fruit Loops, of course. Locals have taken to leaving snacks in shaded areas, turning some neighborhoods into semi-official toucan banquet halls. Officials stress the bird is not considered dangerous, but ask residents to admire it from afar and resist lure nabbing it with anything that looks like a giant novelty carrot. Okay. Finally, in Clearwater, Florida, a resident manatee at a Florida aquarium has been certified the oldest on record, living to at least 71 years and charming staff and visitors alike. The beloved marine animal, whose gentle disposition earned the nickname Grandpa Gills, arrived at the aquarium decades ago and became a fixture of educational programs. Veterinarians used historical records and growth markers to confirm the age, surpassing known wild counterparts. So aquarium officials said Grandpa Gills enjoys slow swims, lettuce treats, and appreciative audiences that greet every splash with laughter. A small plaque near the tank now bears the phrase, "Age is just a number, just keep swimming." Uh-huh. Visitors are invited to celebrate the manatee's longevity with a gentle wave. Keyword is gentle. That's really nice, actually. And I've seen manatees in exhibits, and they're quite interesting animals. Quite interesting creatures, indeed. Here are Ferranti and Teicher on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy and Midnight Cowboy.
Thank you.
Think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy. Bob James there with Pure Imagination. Neil Richardson, the orchestra, and his singers with Too Much Heaven. Hey, Good Hearty, It's Sad to Belong to Someone Else When the Right One Comes Along. Frank Purcell with Crystal Bells, and Ferrante and Teicher with Midnight Cowboy. You've been listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the last couple of hours, and it's almost time to go here, but we have time for one more. It's a Wonderful World with Charlie Bird and Scott Hamilton. We've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-41.